This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon. Happy Thursday. Welcome to Send It In here on the BetQL Network. I am Kate Constable, joining you for the rest of the week as PJ continues to be on vacation. Some say he's trying out for the Baltimore Orioles. We're going to have to find out when we see him next week. He'll be back on Wednesday. We're going to continue on throughout our college football preview because college football season opens this weekend. It's week zero. We're just 2 days away. So continuing our preview of the Big 12, we talked Arizona, Arizona State, and Colorado earlier this week. Now it's time to talk Kansas Jayhawks, and we have a very special guest joining us in just moments to do so. We're also going to continue our NFL season previews. The preseason wraps up this weekend, so we're just a couple weeks of week one, and as we get closer to the start, we have to continue talking about these or getting through all the divisions. We just got through the NFC South earlier this week as well, and now we're moving to the NFC West. We're going to talk Los Angeles Rams today. That's coming up in Gridiron Glass. Matt Horner is going to join us for Model Making Money. We'll get his favorite picks for today, and we'll close things out going over today's MLB card and the WNBA slate. As always, wrapping things up with our best bets for today. We want to hear from you. The show is called Send It In, after all, so send us your questions, your comments, your best bets for today. Throw those in the chat, and we'll get them answered throughout the show. If you missed anything from today's show, you can catch everything on the Send It In podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, here we go. Glass is in session, and we're going over to the Glasser guest line. Shreyas Latta, who covers Kansas basketball and football. He's a reporter for the KC Star, joins us now. You can find him on Twitter at Shrey98. That's S-H-R-E. Shreyas, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. A good season for Kansas last year. 9-4 with their bowl win. They returned their quarterback, Jalen Daniels. Lance Leipold, one of the best coaches in the Big 12. For the first time since 2008, KU is ranked in both the major preseason football polls. What's the ceiling for Kansas this season?
I think the expectation and the hope among this team is a Big 12 championship. You know, that's the thing they've been kind of wanting since Leipold really took over. And they talked about it after the UNLV game. Lance talked about it. He's not a guy that looks too far ahead of things, and he takes it day by day and game by game. But he was like, you know, I think the conference championship is in play. And I think just looking at their schedule and who they're playing, I think it's not out of the realm of possibility that this Kansas team does something they've never done and win a Big 12 championship.
Yeah, schedule is fairly easy. We'll get into that in a little bit. Their quarterback, Jalen Daniels, a really good quarterback. I mean, tons of talent. We just haven't seen him on the field a whole lot. He's really struggled to stay healthy throughout his time at Kansas. He only played in 3 games last year. So how much of Kansas' success this season hinges on him staying on the field?
I think he's very important. You know, like, you can see last year, obviously they had a capable backup in Jason Bean, and, you know, they got by, and he was a guy that was an older guy that's been in college for a while, and then he did a great job, I think better than most people expected him to do. this year they have a true freshman who's competing with Cole Ballard, who was a third string walk-on last year, who played a little bit. And obviously the capabilities that those guys are good, but they're not Jalen Daniels. He's just a dynamic passer, great with his legs. This offense revolves around him and the duo of Devin Neal and him, the running back, and him out of the game just makes Kansas so much easier and one-dimensional to beat. Cole Ballard's kind of a little bit more of a game manager. We didn't get to see him really sling it too much, but I know in practice that he's been doing it a lot. They say the biggest thing with him is figuring out the rift between throwing it deep and making a safe pass, so he can do it. But Jalen is just such a dynamic quarterback on both ends of, with his legs and with his throwing ability, and he's talked about it with me in the sense of he wants to stay healthy. He's doing everything he can. Kansas has been super, super cautious about his recovery, and with good reason. I think, there's hope that this is the team that can win a Big 12 championship. And I think a lot of that's going to be dependent on whether Jalen stays healthy or not.
At 30-1, those are his odds to win the Heisman this year. I mean, there's a lot of guys ahead of him coming off of an injury. That's a tough spot to be in, but he does have the talent. Is there any reason to look at Daniels as maybe a dark horse or a long shot to win the Heisman this year?
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad bet. It's one of those things that, obviously I'm not a betting expert in that sense, but, a few years ago, he was in Heisman contention when Kansas, I think, started off 5-0, and they ended up losing that TCU game where he got hurt. I think they lost by 7. TCU ended up losing to Georgia in the national championship. So he has been in Heisman talk before. I think the idea that he could be in contention is not out of the realm of possibility. I think the biggest thing working against him is he going to stay healthy, number one? And number two is Kansas likes to use the running backs quite a lot. Is he going to be able to put up the stats that you need to put up for a Heisman contender or a Heisman winner? And I think that's the two questions you have to ask yourself. But just looking at the schedule and looking who they play, if he has a good start of the season and Kansas is winning, I think, we could be talking about Kansas and Jalen Daniels in the Heisman contention.
Another big question mark this season is the defensive line. After losing Austin Booker to the NFL, you lost Gage Key, transferred over to Auburn. How well will this defensive line, do you think, be able to hold up in this year's Big 12?
I think that's the biggest question mark of this team is who's going to get to the quarterback. The last 2 years, Kansas has done a tremendous job of having guys kind of come out of nowhere. 2 years ago was Lonnie Phelps. Last year was Austin Booker. This year, I've asked around to the team and just kind of who is that guy? And a lot of them say, I think it's a by committee approach. We could see more guys kind of step forward. Maybe there's not a guy taking 8 to 9, 10 sacks, but maybe there's a couple guys with 4 and 5 or whatever. I think a potential name to watch out for is incoming freshman Deshaun Warner. There's been a lot of rave reviews about him in camp. I think he's the highest ever recruit Kansas has gotten in their football history. I think he is the prime position to maybe not play every down, but they could have him on situational downs to kind of rush the quarterback. And he has this natural instinct, I think, to go after the quarterback if you look at his high school tape. And just kind of looking at this team overall, I think it's going to be him, a guy like Bijobi, who's a little hurt right now, who transferred to Michigan State. And he's another guy to look at. And some internal guys like Dean Miller. I think just looking at the possibilities, I don't think there's a name that particularly sticks out right now, but I have a feeling that somebody will emerge because it always happens.
Sharias, you talked a lot about the Kansas' schedule this season and just that it's fairly easy. Their win total set at 8.5. And I mean, if you go through their schedule, their biggest challenge seems to be Kansas State. Other than that, a fairly favorable schedule. Would you take the over on their 8.5 wins this year?
I absolutely would. I a few days ago, I went through and picked game by game and I was looking at the schedule and I was like, okay, I feel like they should win at least 10. If Jalen is healthy, I think the opportunity is there. They don't play anybody besides K-State that's ranked top 6 in the Big 12 preseason poll. And you look at the way that the schedule is set up is, they have some tough opponents. They have 2 byes this year. And, I think they play Iowa State after a bye. And that's always a tough matchup, but at least they're playing them at home. And Iowa State travels well. So that's, obviously going to be something to circle. They play Colorado in Arrowhead. I'm intrigued about that matchup. But at that point, I think with how late into the season, who knows if Colorado is actually good. We don't know if they're good or bad this year. And I think there are a few stumbling block opportunities. The game against Baylor to end the season, Illinois on the road, UNLV at home. that are there. But if you look at the schedule, I think they're pretty much favored, or it's a pick 'em in pretty much every single game. I think K-State's the only game that they're probably the underdog in, and with good reason. They haven't beaten Kansas State in 15 years. Playing in Manhattan is tough. And, you know, I think just looking at the returning talent from last year, they bring so much talent back, you know, wide receivers, quarterback, running back, all, you know, continuity-wise, and a decent amount of offensive line and a decent amount of defensive line guys. And obviously you have Kobe Bryant, Amelo Dotson, a great secondary that Kansas has. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that Kansas wins at least 10, 11. You know, I expect 10 minimum.
Does that mean you like their chances of winning the Big 12? They're plus 950 to win the conference and plus 600 to make the college football playoff. Would you consider taking either of those bets?
I would definitely take the, you know, Big 12 bet if I had the chance, you know, if I was a betting man. But I think it's one of those things that, you know, like if they don't win it this year, I don't know when the opportunities come. It's, you know, it feels like the stars are really aligning between, you know, the continuity from last year, the schedule that they have, the quarterback, the running back, the coach. You don't have those kind of seasons. And it feels like we're in the making of a potential historic season for Kansas football. And it could be one of the best seasons they've ever had, could be better than that 2007, 2008 seasons. And, you know, I feel like this team has the opportunity to represent the Big 12 and the Big 12 championship. And, you know, I think, you know, they can easily win it. You know, I think there's not any real issues that I'm super worried about besides the health of Jalen Daniels. And I think just getting to the quarterback.
All right, Chase, last question for you. Their stadium is under renovation. So they're going to be playing a lot of their games. You mentioned against Colorado and Arrowhead. They're going to be playing in the local MLS stadium. How is that going to affect the home field advantage that they have this year?
Yeah, I think it'll be really interesting. The first two games, you know, they're non-con games and they play in Lindenwood and also UNLV in Children's Mercy. There's only 22,000 people in that stadium. But I wrote an article about it about a week ago, just asking the stadium manager of, you know, the turnover process from a soccer stadium to a football stadium and how long it takes. And he was like, it's going to be an intimate venue. There's going to be 22,000 fans screaming their heads off. They're going to be kind of right on top of you because that's how the stadium is built. And I think it's going to be really fun to kind of watch that. And then obviously playing at Arrowhead, these guys have been hyped about playing at a stadium like that. I know I'm excited because I haven't been to Arrowhead myself, you know, to cover the game. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think just looking at the opponents they have, they're going to have, I think, a good chance to fill up, you know, 50,000 potential plus people. Maybe they don't fill out Arrowhead Stadium as a whole, but I think they'll do a good job of exceeding the attendance marks last year. And they had three or four sellouts, which, you know, you don't hear that a lot for Kansas football. And I think the people talk about, oh, it might be a disadvantage because they're not playing at home. Kansas, typically what they do before each game is Friday night, they go down to Kansas City and they sleep in a hotel and then they, you know, drive back the next morning before each game. So actually with this, the way the schedule is set up is this is the closest they'll be to the stadium that they're playing at ever. So I think it won't be a real issue for Kansas. I think the only game that I'm looking at that could be an interesting thing where it could be split 50-50 or 60-40 is Iowa State. You know, they travel tremendously well with their fans and their fan base, and you know, they're right next door, so I could see them come in and try to fill up that stadium, and it should be a good one. I think Kansas has an opportunity in front of them with Arrowhead Stadium and Children's Mercy Park to kind of really show that they are the team in the Kansas City area to root for.
Well, expectations are certainly high for Kansas this year. We're excited to see how it all plays out. He's Shreyas Lada. Shreyas, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. You can catch all his work the KC Star. Covers both Kansas football and basketball. So it should be an exciting season for both of those teams. If we continue on looking, diving deep into the schedule for Kansas, they don't play a single opponent that was ranked in the top six in the preseason Big 12 media poll, except for Kansas State. So favorable right there. Starting things off at Lindenwood. They just transitioned from D2 to D1 2 years ago. They've struggled making that adjustment, finished 3-7 last year. Let's count that as a win here. Shreyas mentioned that at Illinois, that could be a tricky game, but Kansas did beat them last year by 11 in Lawrence. They have to go on the road this year. That's going to be a little bit tougher atmosphere. But Illinois was picked to finish 13th in the Big Ten, so not a whole lot to be scared of. Kansas also beat UNLV, who they play in week 3. They beat them in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl last year. Kansas won that one by 13. Both teams are better, but Kansas will have the home field advantage here. And as long as Daniels is healthy, I think that's a win there. So you're looking at maybe a 3-0 start. You then go on the road to West Virginia. Morgantown's a tough place for any team to play in, but talent-wise, I think Kansas has the upper hand there. The run defense, though, is going to have to be very good because West Virginia does have a great backfield. So that's the only concern if the defense isn't kind of up to par at that point in the season. But so far, so good. I'm counting on them starting 4-0. TCU was picked to finish 10th in the Big 12. They are not the same team that we saw compete for a national championship just 2 seasons ago. So already to start the season, very good start. You then go on the road to Arizona State, and then you play Houston at home. Both of those wins. I'm looking at a 7-0 start heading into Kansas State for the Jayhawks. I think Kansas State could be a loss because that one is on the road. So your first loss of the season at Kansas State. Then you have a bye week before hosting Iowa State. And as Stras just mentioned, with Iowa State being so close, that could be a game that fans travel and create kind of a more difficult atmosphere for Kansas. But still, I think that could be a win too. BYU, Colorado, and Baylor, that finishes up the season. Let's say you maybe have a hiccup or two throughout those last 3-4 games of the year. You're still looking at maybe just 2, maybe 3 losses on the season. So I love them to go over their win total at 8.5 wins. I think that is a great bet. Plus, you're getting it at plus 140. So, I mean, the books minus 165 to the under, they're thinking that this Kansas team might struggle a little bit more than I think they will this year. But with the head coach that they have in Leipold, I mean, he just exceeds expectations year in and year out. He rebuilt Buffalo after turning Wisconsin Whitewater into a D3 powerhouse. So what he's done in his short time at Kansas has been great, and I think that can continue on. So I would take Kansas over 8.5 wins. I would also look at them to win the Big 12 at 9-1. I think you're getting some great value there. They're a little bit further down the board in terms of odds to win the conference. So again, at this number, I think that is a great price there. I am high on Kansas this year. I think they're going to have a great season. All right, let's turn our attention to the NFL. We talked NFC South earlier this week. We are going NFC West, and we're starting things off with the Los Angeles Rams. Dallas is who they played in the preseason. I'm looking at the schedule right here thinking that's the first game. That's not. They play Dallas in the preseason. A win there. Week 1 of the regular season, they're on the road. They start things out at Detroit. So Matthew Stafford going back to his old stomping grounds. This is also a rematch of last year's NFC wild card game in which Detroit won that one. I think this is going to be a tough start to the season. In fact, the first 5 weeks of the season are going to be really tough for LA. So I'm chalking week 1 in Detroit up as a loss. Rams then go on the road to Arizona. That's a win. Arizona's not going to be all that great this year. Things get a little bit difficult from there. San Francisco in week 3. Since 2019, the Rams have only beaten the 49ers once, and that was in week 18 last season. A lot of the backups played the majority of the game, and the Rams still only won that one by 1. So I think that's going to be a loss there. So you're starting the season maybe 1-2 going to Chicago. The travel schedule is just really tough for the Rams early in the season. To have 3 of their first 4 games on the road, who knows what the Bears are really going to be like, right? A rookie quarterback, we can see a bunch of stuff in Hard Knocks that gets people excited about Caleb Williams, but how is that going to translate once the regular season actually gets going and he's playing against 1s and 2s? So this is kind of a 50-50 game for me. Then you go week 5, you're back at home, but you have Green Bay coming into town. I'm very high on the Packers this year. If Jordan Love continues playing like he did throughout the last 8 games of last season, that's going to be a tough game for the Rams to win. So again, really tough start to the season. You're looking at maybe a 1-4, maybe 2-3 record. But after that week 6 bye, things get a whole lot easier. You have Vegas. You have Minnesota on Thursday Night Football. Both of those should be wins. You then go on the road to Seattle. I think that should be a win this year. You have the Dolphins at home in week 10. The Dolphins are coming off of a Monday Night Football game against the Bills. So that's a really tough schedule spot for Miami. There, just playing in Buffalo and then having to travel cross country. That Buffalo, obviously a division game, and so that one's going to be tough for the Dolphins. So I think that could be a win for the Rams. So you're looking at coming out of that bye with 5 wins, assuming they go to New England next week and get the win over the Pats. That shouldn't be a problem at all. Week 12 gets a little dicey. You have the Eagles coming to town on Sunday Night Football, and the Eagles are on a little bit extra rest after playing Thursday Night Football the week prior. So I think Philly wins that one. But then going down the rest of the list, I mean, Saints, I think, is a win. The Bills could be a 50-50 ball game. Bills, I'm not terribly high on. The travel across country, kind of a difficult spot there, and we'll see how the receivers and Josh Allen are gelling at week 14. Likely be a little bit better than they are early on in the season. So that's a 50-50 game. And then San Francisco, that's a loss. You're on the road the very next week in New York facing the Jets. As long as Aaron Rodgers is healthy, I think the Jets are going to be pretty good. So that's a loss there. Finish the season with Arizona and Seattle, both wins. So even with those 50-50 games, the Bears and the Bills in week 14, I count 9 wins for this Rams team. Their win total's at 8.5. So not even including those two 50-50 games, we're getting to 9 wins. I would take their over. I am high on the Rams this year. I think their offense is going to be fantastic. They returned most of their offensive, pretty much all of their offensive talent. You have Cooper Kupp. Obviously, you have Matthew Stafford, Kyren Williams. Puka Nacua was fabulous last year. The concern for the Rams this year is on the defensive side. Because where is Aaron Donald? He's on the beach somewhere. He is retired. And it's not only replacing the production of Aaron Donald in terms of the numbers and the sacks, it's replacing the attention that he garners from that opposing offense, right? And so they have a couple people that can step in and try and fill that void. You drafted Jared Verse. You drafted Brandon Fisk. You have Kobe Turner and Byron Young returning. So there are pieces that can make that defensive line a little bit better, or that defensive side of the ball. But that Aaron Donald loss is going to be huge. Still, I'm positive here. I like the Rams. I like Matthew Stafford. Sean McVay is a fabulous coach. So I think the Rams are going to be fairly good this year. I would take them to go over their win total up to 9.5, rather. Ooh, that's a little bit more spicy there. I had 8.5 written down. I still say over 9.5, right? I mean, I got to 9 with the two 50-50 games. Say they get a couple bounces their way. We're taking the over. I don't like them to win the NFC West because of the 49ers. I don't like them to win the NFC and no Super Bowl, but the win total and to make the playoffs. I think they can make the playoffs as a wild card game, a wild card team once again. All right, got to go over to Model Making Money. We have Matt Horner waiting for us. Matt, thanks for joining us. Tell us what the 5-star plays are for today.
Yeah, sure, Kate. So we're going to go to the Reds and the Pirates game. We're going to take the over 7.5 here as a 5-star play from the BetQL model. We have this at 8.5 runs instead of 7.5. So we're getting a full run of value there, according to the model. Pittsburgh's been better against left-handers all year, 96 WRC plus. They're taking on Lodolo. They have an 82 WRC plus against right-handers. So they're a much better offense going up against lefties. And then on the other side, Paul Skeens, I just wrote about him and how he's probably going to get shut down here in early September. His velocity is actually down 2 miles per hour from when he started, so not super high on him, and he's been a regression type of guy pretty much since he started. 230 ERA, 272 expected ERA, and a 282 expected FIP. So overall, we like the over here at 7.5 runs, and I tend to agree.
Love it. I tend to agree with that as well. What is your best bet for today, Matt?
Yeah, so I talked about this on BetQL this morning on the Daily Boost. I like the Astros tonight at plus money. They're around plus 135 or so in the market here. Spencer Arrighetti, my Italian stallion, 5.20 ERA this year, but due for positive regression, as I have said pretty much all season. 3.96 expected ERA, 4.08 expected FIP. He has a really high 3.30 BABIP as well. That's going to come down. He struggles with command, 4.23. Been really good, though, in the second half of his season so far. 3 of his last 9 starts, he's generated double-digit strikeouts, and the walks are down. So I'm backing some positive regression for him. And on the other side, Corbin Burns, the ace for Baltimore, is on the mound. Not as high on him. He got some regression in his last start. He had a 2.71 ERA going in against the Red Sox, got blasted for 8 earned runs in 4 innings. Now he's a 3.10 ERA, 3.24 expected ERA, 3.55 expected FIP. His strikeout to walk ratio also down, so regression coming for him. These offenses, basically the same. Houston 111 WRC plus against righties, Baltimore 116. They pretty much even out there, two top 10 teams. Bullpen advantage does go to Houston, though. I like them. They're more well-rested here. Cyanel Perez, Sir Anthony Dominguez, love that name, Sir Anthony, and Craig Kimbrell all have been used 3 of the last 4 days for Baltimore. 3 of their top relievers might not be able to go here. So overall, I love getting the plus money with the Astros tonight. So I'm taking them on the money line against Baltimore.
All right, Matt, real quick, about 30 seconds. We got week 0 coming up. Do you have any plays in either FSU, Georgia Tech, or any other games?
Yeah, so I took Georgia Tech in the first half, +7. It's down to 6.5 now. I still like that. I think they can get off to a quick start here. Florida State's going to be without their offensive coordinator, which could make their offense stall a little bit to begin the game. And I think Georgia Tech can keep up with them for sure in the first half. Don't know about the full game, but the first half, I like the Yellow Jackets.
All right, Matt, love it. Thanks so much for joining us. We will talk to you next week sometime. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Kate.
For those of you that want to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. Ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis spreads. You got over-unders, you got player props. It's all right there. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, going over to the diamond. We've got big league page. We've got two games that are already in action right now, Guardians and Yankees. They're in the bottom of the first. No score quite yet. Rockies and Nats. That one is in the top of the second. No score there either. One bet that I have in that game, Brendan Rodgers, to go over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs. You have to fade Patrick Corbin somehow. He's pitching for the Nats today. Rodgers is batting .462 with a homer and 13 plate appearances against Corbin. Also hitting .325 against lefties. So that's the only play I have in that one. If you want to go ahead and jump on that live, have the opportunity still. It's still early in that ball game. Brewers and Cardinals, that one starts at 2:15 Eastern. So you have a little time before that. We've got Freddie Peralta going for the Brewers, Miles Michaelis for the Cards. Cardinals, even money, they're the underdog. Brewers -120. Brewers have won 6 of their last 7. Cards are going in the opposite direction. They've lost 7 of their last 8. St. Louis's offense has been really quiet, only 8 runs in their last 3 games. Freddie Peralta has been good against this Cards lineup. He's only given up 4 runs in his last 3 starts against St. Louis. So I'm looking at the Brewers on the money line. I would lay that -120 for Milwaukee to win that game. Astros and Orioles, Matt just touched on this one a little bit. I'm on the same side as him. I like the Astros on the money line as a dog. We're going to talk about that in a little bit going into our dog of the day. So I'm going to save that one for now. Paul Skenes, Matt also talked about Paul Skenes and how Pittsburgh's going to be kind of careful with him down the stretch. The Pirates have not been great lately. They've lost a ton of games over the last month. There's no reason to keep Skenes out on the mound for longer than really necessary. So I think they could be pulling Skenes early or earlier than the 6 innings or so that he's kind of averaged throughout this season. He's going up against Nick Lodolo for the Reds. I like the Reds on the money line as the underdog just because the Pirates offense has been so bad. Skenes has also been up and down. So I would look at taking Skenes under 7.5 strikeouts. I think that's a little juice. You're paying like some Paul Skenes tax because it is, well, Paul Skenes, and he's been unbelievable all season, but he's been up and down lately. He's only gone over 7.5 Ks once in his last 4 starts. The Pirates, again, out of the playoff picture. So I doubt he's going to have a super long leash here, because they're going to want to play things safe, right? Why mess with the future of your franchise? So taking Paul Skenes under 7.5 Ks, and I like the Reds, lean toward the Reds on the money line at +130. All right, WNBA game, there's only one. It is Liberty and Dallas. These two teams played just the other night. I am taking Dallas plus the points. The Liberty, they won by 20 the other night. In games when they have back-to-backs or mini-series, they tend to let up in that second game. So I'm back in the underdog tonight, taking the Wings, +13.5, +14, whatever you can grab it at right now. All right, going over to our plays for today, going streaking, Nolan Arenado. I like him to get a hit tonight. He's got a hit in 8 of his last 10 games, coming off of a 3-hit game last night, and he's facing Freddie Peralta, who he's hitting 323 against. I mentioned for my prop, I like Brendan Rodgers over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Faden Patrick Corbin, that game's underway. So bottom of the second, get in on that now if you want to. Otherwise, just sit back and root for me to have Brendan Rodgers go over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs. My dog of the day, Astros money line. Corbin Burns on the bump. He threw 8 Ks last time out against the Red Sox, but he also gave up 8 hits and 8 earned runs with 2 homers. The Astros offense was great against the O's earlier this year, 17 runs in 3 games back in June. So I like the Astros on the money line. Plus, Matt mentioned Spencer Arrighetti going for the Astros. He's due for some positive regression. So good things coming there. Sean, I'm going to give out Sean's best bet here because we're short on time. Sean likes the Bears in the first half tonight. Final preseason game. He likes them minus half a point at plus 105 against the Chiefs. Tyson Bagent and Brett Rypien, better than Carson Wentz and Ian Book. I think that's fair to say. And I'm going to go with my best bet. I'm going to kind of build off of Sean's. I'm just going to take the Bears on the money line for the full game against the Chiefs. Again, quarterback is better. Bagent's been great, connected on 73% of his passes in the preseason. Chiefs starters aren't playing. The Bears are 3-0 in the preseason right now. They've got the Hard Knocks crew behind them. They're going to want to show out for that final preseason game. And Matt Eberflus, now Maserati Matt, he's 6-2 in his last 8 preseason games. So things are looking up for the Bears. Sean and I are both taking them to win. Sean in the first half and me, Bears full game money line. That's going to do it for us here and Send It In. We will be back tomorrow to preview more college and NFL games and wrap up the week. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.